makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum advise you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. You know, friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a typically American product that appeals to people of all ages and nationalities in all parts of our country. And the Wrigley people feel that Life with Luigi is a typically American radio program, a friendly, enjoyable show that sort of symbolizes the American spirit of tolerance and goodwill. So the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi each week and have you join them in this pleasant half-hour's transcribed entertainment. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, you're not going to believe this, but I'm in America only a year and a half, and already I'm rich. That's right, I'm got $100. Mamma mia, I bet you're wondering how I'm got the $100 so fast. Well, that's because I'm learn how to run my antique shop like a real big American business. This week, I'm run different sale every day. Monday was the penny sale. Then a Tuesday was the inventory sale. Wednesday was the middle of month sale. Thursday was a clearance sale. And a Friday, my first customer is a walk-in. He's a no buy nothing, but on a Saturday, Chamber of Commerce is giving me $100 prize for being the most enterprising businessman on the North of Hollister Street. So you see, Mama Mia, I'm learning the good. And I'm got a big deal on it now. Yesterday, I'm received a letter from a big antique wholesaler, Mr. Morgan, in Buffalo, in New York. He's to say he's like a letter I'm writing him. And maybe he's to ship me lots of new stuff and a consignment. And a consignment, Mama Mia, means I'm no pay cash to Mr. Morgan. And he's no get paid until I'm a seller. And if I'm no seller, he's no get, and I'm no pay, and everything is back in Buffalo. But it's a big chance for me. And I'm so excited. I'm hardly can wait to tell my night school class. Oh, it's wonderful to be big American, a big businessman. America, I love you. You like a papa to me. From ocean to ocean.
All right, class, let's come to order, please. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Present.
Mr. Horowitz?
Present.
Mr. Olson?
Present.
Mr. Schultz?
Ooh, such an obvious question.
Oh, thank you, fellow boobies. No, smile, everybody. And you too, Miss Spalding. After all, if I wasn't here, what would I say? Absent?
Mr. Schultz?
Present.
Thank you. Now, class, today in our grammar lesson, we are going to study some adjectives. And who will tell us what an adjective is? Mr. Horowitz?
With pleasure. An adjective, let me see.
Well, suppose you give us a sentence using an adjective.
A good idea. John was crazy about adjectives.
Mr. Horowitz, I didn't hear an adjective in that sentence.
I could have sworn I said it.
Mr. Basco, will you give us a sentence using an adjective?
Sure. If Mr. Morgan sends me all those antiques on a consignment, then I'm going to get a chance to make a profit.
Well, now, Mr. Basco, to use an adjective, suppose you describe those antiques.
I'm a counter, Miss Spalding. I didn't receive them yet. You see, it's up to this,
please,
Mr. Morgan.
Please, would you, Mr. Basco? Mr. Schultz, you had your mouth open. Any reason?
Me and my big mouth.
I will accept that. Big as the adjective describing mouth.
You
Well, on my lucky days, I can't do anything wrong.
Now, try it again. First, select a noun.
All right.
What is the noun?
Lana Turner.
Mr. Schultz, you selected a proper noun.
Miss Spaulding, what other kind did you think I would select?
Well, all right, Lana Turner. Now, use some adjectives to describe her.
Me and my big mouth.
Miss Spaulding, we seem to be experiencing some difficulty obtaining the proper answer to your question today. If you don't mind, I should be happy to supply all the information needed.
There he goes, Sweden's answer to the World Almanac.
Would you be quiet, Mr. Schultz? Mr. Olson, please, would you help me out?
Yeah, of course. In the sentence, Mary had a little lamb. Little is the adjective because it describes the noun lamb.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Schultz, referring to Mary's lamb, what can you think of?
Lamb shops.
Mr. Schultz, anybody could do better than that. Mr. Horowitz, could you agree with Mr. Schultz?
Never.
Thank you.
In my family, we prefer leg of lamb.
Oh, no. Mr. Basso?
Well, if a Mr. Morgan sends me the consignment from a Buffalo...
Oh, goodness, no. Mr. Basco, can't you get your mind off that consignment from Buffalo?
It's a hard one, Miss Spaulding. You see, that's my first bigger chance to make a lot of money.
Well, big business. Luigi, I'm glad to hear about it. Good luck.
Luigi, tell us more about your big deal.
Yeah. When are the antiques coming in?
We might want to buy something.
Oh, thank you, friends, but I'm not got the antiques yet. You see, we're just writing it to each other. First, he's got to be convinced I'm the right man to send him to.
But, Luigi, what are you waiting for? Why don't you convince him yourself?
Huh?
That's a good idea, Mr. Basco. Don't wait. Go there and close the deal.
Your Buffalo is only 500 miles away, Luigi. You could fly out, see Mr. Morgan, and get the antiques like that.
They're right, Luigi. In America, to be a big success, you got to act fast.
But I'm never fly before.
Ah, Luigi, you don't fly. They got airplanes for that.
Well, I don't know.
Mr. Basco, why don't you take the train? It's a very enjoyable overnight ride, and you'll combine business with pleasure.
A train ride? I'm never go for a bigger train ride by myself. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. I see Mr. Morgan make a bigger deal like a real big businessman.
That's right, Luigi. And from Buffalo, you'll be traveling to New York, Florida, Los Angeles, all over the country. Oh, you're going to be a big man. And then before you know it, instead of people saying, "Say, did you hear that one about the traveling salesman?" They'll say, "Hey, did you hear that one about Luigi Basco?"
Stop, monsieur, so you're making me laugh.
That's right, Luigi. Laugh. Be like me. Always happy. Always laughing. My rheumatism is killing me.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale. Hey, Pasquale, guess you what? I'm taking a train ride for 500 miles.
So the government's finally sending you to Alcatraz, eh?
What are you talking about, Pasquale? I'm made a big decision. You see, as Mr. Morgan in the Buffalo who's going to make up his mind to who he's going to send a lot of antiques. I'm thought if I'm going to Buffalo in a person, I'm going to use a super salesmanship. And then I'm going to make him a change of his mind.
Ooh, listen to this Popsqueak talk. That's a new Luigi.
That's right, Pasquale. New Luigi. Last week, I won a prize from the Chamber of Commerce. And this week...
And this week, off at the Buffalo. Hey, Luigi, I just thought of something. While you on this trip, would you just do me one little favor?
What a sure, Pasquale. What a favor you want, I should do.
When you get on the train, take along one extra piece of baggage for me.
Sure. What's this piece of baggage you want, I should take?
My daughter Rosa.
Pasquale, that's no baggage. That's the steamer trunk.
Luigi, Rosa want to take up too much room.
Well, I'm not worried about too much room. I'm worried about the too much train.
Luigi, is that a nice way to talk about my little girl?
A little girl? Pasquale, she weighs 250 pounds.
So what? The train company is liable to give you a reduction if you take her.
A reduction?
Sure. You know how them trains that go around the curves are so fast? Well, with Rosa on the train, it's a sure not to fly off of the track.
Pasquale, you know you're talking. I'm not taking a Rosa. Now, if you excuse me, I'm going to pop.
All right, go. Chicago ain't big enough for you, eh?
Pasquale, I'm...
Chicago's big enough for everybody else to make a living. You don't see cattle rushing out of the stockyards to take their business to Philadelphia. Go, Mr. Traveler, the salesman without a citizen of purpose.
Pasquale, you're trying to scare me now. What's the citizen of Peppers got to do with
it? Nothing. Only if somebody comes around from immigration department asking me, I got to answer the truth. Luigi's left the country to go to Buffalo.
Well, Buffalo is in the United States. Is it right opposite the Lake Erie?
Well, right now it is. But as soon as the Congress takes in Hawaii, buffaloes are going to get pushed into the lake.
Oh, Pasquale, are you joking? Is there plenty of room here for buffalo and the Hawaii?
Oh, what a stupid boob. Luigi, with a nothing in your head, I'm as surprised at what you is as I got to hang on to. Look, there's only 48 stars on the American flag. If a Hawaii comes in and a buffalo stays, you think they're going to collect all the flags in the country and paste on an extra star? Somebody's got to go, and it's a buffalo. What are you laughing about, eh?
Pasquale, what do you make up of because of Russia? Buffalo ain't a state, so it's got nothing to do with a Hawaii and the flag.
What?
So I'm not too scared, and if you don't mind the goodbye, I'm going to send you a postcard from a buffalo. It's a good thing I'm going to go to night school, otherwise maybe you make a fool of me.
Oh, I'm so mad. I pay my hard-earned taxes, and what's the government spending it for? Schools. Ooh, what a waste of money. Is he going to send me a postcard for buffalo? Buffalo. Hey, that's right across the way from Niagara Falls. Have I got an idea? Rosa! 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 Yes, didn't you hear me?
No, Papa, I was busy eating.
Eating, always eating. You're going to get a factor like an elephant. What are you eating now?
Steak, Papa.
Well, forget about that. I got a better idea.
What?
Buffalo.
Gee, I never tasted that.
Oh, stop. Listen, Rosa, Luigi's going on a trip with the buffalo. That's right next to Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls, Rosa, what is it making you think of?
Going over it in a barrel.
Why couldn't I have had a son? Now, listen, Rosa, we're going to take a train ride to Buffalo. Luigi's going to be on that train, see? Now, we got to make it our business. By the time he gets it to Buffalo, he's going to marry you. That's what an Niagara Falls is for. The only real American place to get married.
Oh, I can hardly wait.
Me too. Luigi, he's going on his honeymoon, only he don't know it.
He don't know it?
No. Why?
Well, if I marry Luigi, how long can I keep it a secret from him?
Oh, shut up, you face.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, here's a suggestion you'll find helpful during these warm summer days. Working at a job or around your home, there are bound to be times when your mouth and throat feel hot and dry. When that happens, just slip a stick of refreshing Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum into your mouth and see what a difference it makes. That lively mint flavor really freshens your mouth, and the pleasant chewing helps keep your throat cool and moist. As a result, you naturally feel better and work better. So always keep a package of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy, and every time you want to enjoy a refreshing treat, chew a stick. And now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, I'm a bigger business man now, and I'm going for my first bigger train ride to see Mr. Borgen in a Buffalo. Mamma Mia, I'm so excited. It reminded me of the day when I'm left Italy. How I'm packed 3 times, then I'm shook hands with you and a kiss to the goat goodbye. Also, I'm very happy how Pasquale has realized he can't stop me now. Now he don't know what he should do for me. He's treating me like a son. 1/2 hour ago, he's give me a box of chocolates for a trip. And inside there was a note. Name the first one after me. I'm thinking it's a funny thing to ask. But anyway, I'm going to name the first marshmallow, Pasquale. And so was the time to go. I was so nervous saying goodbye to Pasquale and Rosa. And then I went down to the Lasalle Street Station. Mamma mia, train station is so big. Hey, look, everybody's a hurry up or so. Excuse me, mister.
Huh?
You know how I'm going to get to Buffalo?
Sure, 2 blocks left, make a right turn at the corner. Oh, Buffalo.
That's right.
Oh, go over to the ticket booth.
Ticket booth? Oh, must be like a telephone booth, huh? Maybe I call up and I get a ticket. Oh, there. Ticket booth. Excuse me, please.
Yes, sir, where to?
How you know?
How did I know what?
I was going to someplace.
Well,
I'm looking like a little traveler, huh? With a hiking shoes, a compass in my pocket, umbrella, camera, and the binoculars. That's good. Well, I'm like to go to Buffalo.
All right, one way?
Yeah, one way by train.
I know by train. I mean, do you want a round trip?
Oh, no, I'm going to want to travel in the circles. I'm going to want to go straight to them.
Are you staying in Buffalo?
Yeah.
Then you want one way.
That's what I said. I'm going to stay a few hours and then I'm going to come back.
Then you want a round trip.
What's the matter, mister? You want to make me dizzy?
Look, bud, round trip merely means you go to Buffalo and back here again.
You mean I'm going to never get a chance to get off in a Buffalo? I'm going to just go there for the ride?
The train lets you off in Buffalo.
Oh, good. You see, it's a business trip,
yeah,
and I'm again.
Yeah, yeah. Which train do you want?
The one that's going to the Buffalo.
I don't have to stay here. I got 1,000,000 tickets. It'll take me any place. Look, sir, we have 6 trains going to Buffalo.
Huh?
6 trains we have going to Buffalo.
Oh, they have a race, huh?
They don't have a race. They all go on separate tracks. They leave at different times, and they don't meet in the middle and explode.
Oh, good. I was worried about that. You see, this is my first trip.
Look, friend, there are others behind you. You want a coach or a sleeper?
Coach or a sleeper?
Yes.
Can I just have a plane trainer?
Now, there are 5 different trains. Which will it be?
Which one do you like the best?
I'm a hitchhiker myself.
Well, good. I'm a taking the hitchhiker.
Oh, my.
There's so many people in the chairs with the napkins under their heads. Is it like a bigger barber shop on the wheels? Huh. Look at all those buttons on the walls. And this is a long cord on the top. I guess it must be to hang a wet clothes on there. It looks a little loose, so maybe I do train a favor and pull them together tight. Mamma mia, don't tell me you were already in a Buffalo. Well, here comes the conductor. I'm going to ask him.
Who pulled that cord?
I'm a bit of Mr. Conductor. Why the train is a stop, sir?
That was an emergency stop.
Emergency? What's the matter? Train does have a flat tire?
No, Bud. You pull the emergency cord and stop the train.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know what I was doing.
Okay, nothing wrong. Just a mistake. Where's your ticket?
Here.
Round trip to Buffalo, first class. Everything in shape. All right, now get a seat and don't pull that cord again.
All right, sir. I'm trying to see enough. This is such a beautiful scenery. And the train is to go so fast here. It's to make a man feel so important to ride on it. Imagine me, Luigi Basco, American businessman, making a business trip to Buffalo. I'm feeling hungry. Where's my bag? I'm making myself a supper, too. No, it's not nice to eat. Maybe men are sick. The next to me is going to be hungry. Pardon me, mister.
Yes?
Maybe you like a half a banana?
No, thank you.
I'm going to Buffalo. You going there, too?
No, only part way. I get off at Cleveland.
Oh. Can't afford the Buffalo, huh?
No. Cleveland is my hometown.
Oh. I'm Luigi Basco, and I'm coming from Italy a year and a half ago. I'm got an antique shop on a 21 and not the Holy State Street of Chicago, Fort Illinois. And I'm going to Buffalo to see Mr. Morgan about the antiques and a consignment. But you can call me Luigi.
I'm Sam Hamilton. I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. Basco.
Luigi.
Luigi.
I'm pleased to meet you, Sam. Maybe you take a half a banana now?
Yes, I think I will. The dining car doesn't open for a while yet, and I'm getting hungry.
That's good. What kind of sandwich would you like? I'll make it for you right now. Let me see. I'm going to get a salami and a cheese.
No, thank you. This banana's fine. Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll be back in just a minute.
Oh, sure, sure. The nicer man.
Hello, mister.
Well, hello, little boy. Oh, you nice little boy. What's your name?
Richard. But everybody calls me Dickie.
What's the matter? They don't like a Richard? What does it no matter? Hey, Dickie, how you like half a banana?
Oh, goody.
Here. Where's your mama, Dickie?
Here she comes.
Dickie, where'd you get that banana?
That's all right, the lady. I'm going to give it to him.
I never allow Junior to eat bananas. He breaks out right away.
Oh, don't worry. He can't break out of here. The doors are all closed.
Well, he can't eat bananas.
Oh, well... Well, I'm got some chocolate bars and a chewing gum and...
Mommy, I want to play with the funny man.
He's going to be a funny man. He don't know I'm going on a bigger business trip to Buffalo.
Well, all right. You play quietly and don't eat too much. I'll be reading a magazine if you want me.
Sure, lady. Go. Go. You do the... And I'm going to play with the dickie.
Hey, let's play horsey. I climb up on you here.
Huh? Oh, sure. Clap, clap. Careful, Dickie. You're pulling out of my hair.
Giddy up. Hey, I want to stand on your shoulders and reach the top of the train.
No, not Dickie. That's no good.
I want to stand on...
All right. Wait now. Up. I'm going to lift you way up and you touch.
Whoa. I'm almost touched. Whoops.
Hey, look out, Dickie. You're falling. Hey, grab on to something. Hey, grab the cord. No, not the guy, sir. Oh, here comes the conductor again.
Who pulled that cord?
Says Mr. Conductor was all accident.
Accident? I'm beginning to think this is a practical joke. Do you realize we've already lost 7 minutes on account of you?
Well, that's all right. We're on daylight saving the time, so you still got a 53 minutes ahead.
Okay, nothing wrong. Go ahead. Look, mister, the next time that happens, I'm throwing you off the train. You get that? I'm throwing you off the train.
All right. Mamma mia, I don't want to get thrown off the train. I think I'm going to move away from here. I'll take my bags in the next train.
Maybe I'm going to one of those little rooms I'm seeing next to friend. Oh, here's the one that's open. I'm going to give a look. Mamma mia, it's impossible.
Hello, little cabbage puss.
Pasquale and Rosa.
Stand to one side, Luigi, while I close the door of my room. There. Now I lock it.
But, Pasquale, I'm going to understand. What are you doing on this train?
I'm a chaperone and a young married couple to Niagara's Falls.
Young and married a couple? Who, Pasquale?
I give you three guesses, and the first two is a you and a Rosa.
Pasquale, you crazy.
Crazy, huh? Luigi, I've been waiting a year and a half to get a you into something like this. In America, they got a law. Breach of premise.
Breach of premise?
Yes. If you on my premises, you got to marry my daughter.
Then I'm going to get off of the premise.
Impossible. I got you locked in.
Please, Pasquale, the trainers are going to Buffalo. I'm going to meet a man to close a bigger business deal.
I'm no letting you out till you promise to marry my Rosa.
Well,
come on, eh? What about it?
No, I'm no promise.
All right, Luigi. Then I'm going to cause you trouble. On the ship, the captain makes the laws. On the train, it's the conductor. You want I should call the conductor and tell him about the breach of premise?
I don't care. I'm no marry those.
All right, Luigi, you asked for it. I'm going to pull the cord and call the conductor. He's making the train stop. Now, what's your decision?
Pasquale, all right. Pull the cord. Call the conductor.
Now you're in big trouble. Here comes the conductor.
Who pulled that cord?
I did it, Mr. Conductor.
You did?
Heck it easy, Mr. Conductor. I'm as a papa-in-law. I'm a handle everything for you, my son.
I've warned this guy three times. Now get off the train.
With the pleasure. Goodbye, Papa. And so, Mamma Mia, Pasquale's trick is a fail, and I'm a got to Buffalo on the next train. Mr. Morgan is a met me on the station, and right away he's a got to like me. He's a showed me the sights, then we was a go for a walk in the park. And then I'm a treated him to lunch. And when we finish, I'm a still a had a half a bag left. Well, it's all turned out all right. And Mr. Morgan is to give me a big order for the antiques. And I'm ahead of my first big business trip. But it's a good thing I'm no go by airplane. Just imagine what's happen if I'm a pull of the cord up there. That would be the end of your loving son, Luigi Bosco, the little immigrant.
Folks, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi, and they'd like to remind you that refreshing Wrigley's Spearmint is an ideal treat for your whole family to enjoy. You can give it to youngsters between meals without worrying about spoiling their appetite, and you can enjoy it every day yourself because it's never rich or heavy. So for a delicious taste treat and a healthful chewing treat all combined into one, get some Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. It costs very little, and it tastes mighty good. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi was transcribed and is produced and directed by Cy Howard. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Derman. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hump Conrad as Schultz, Jody Gilbert as Rosa, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olsen. Music is under the direction of Lud Gluckman.
This is CBS, where you live Life with Luigi every Tuesday night on the Columbia Broadcasting System.